This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it is the top of the hour. Hello, America. How are you? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a lot going on today. Scott, you know, every time, it's every day you wake up, it's, okay, what's the latest casualty report regarding sexual harassment, you know? There's another one bites the dust, I guess, so to speak. Matt Lauer has been fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior. So now we've got CBS, NBC, and who's next?
I just can't believe all these right-wing people are getting hit like this. Oh, wait.
Right. No. Oh, I mean, oh, okay. It's the other wing. Yeah, it's and wouldn't you know it, you know. So I'm sure O'Reilly, after his last encounter with Matt Lauer, is going, oh, gosh, you know, it's just, what can you say? We've got an interview coming up later on in the week with Tammy Hudson-Filler, and we're going into a little bit more detail about this because we keep chewing on this problem, but it's like, okay, are we ready to do something about it? We'll wait and see, you know, how much America, you know, is ready to deal with the truth. And maybe we can get this behind us once and for all. I dare say all this stuff goes back to, you know, when we didn't confront totally what happened with Bill Clinton, the president of the United States. President of the United States. Oh, my God. You know, what are we doing here? So, we'll wait and see how more reports come down the way. And then I was seeing pictures this morning. It kind of sad, you know, John Conyers. And they made a point that he was flying coach, not even first class, back to Michigan. So was that a sign? Was that a photo shot that was his goodbye to D.C., never to return again? You know, that's people are wondering about that.
Well, I hope so.
The Black Caucus was meeting last night and late, and they were putting pressure on him. Nancy Pelosi trying to give him his best cover as she could, but it's just getting to the point that you've got to exit stage left here, and maybe by him exiting, maybe that will minimize some of the shrapnel and the fallout for all these other other congressmen that are involved with that $17 million of payout from our treasury. The church fund, right?
Yeah. I think this is like the clip that we heard yesterday about, the fight for masculinity. Mm-hmm. If you have somebody that shows you how to be a man, you know, you don't hurt women. You don't do that. Right. That was one of the things. I had two sisters as a kid, and my dad was very adamant. You don't hit them or you don't be mean to them. When I asked why, he goes, because you're a boy. It's different for you. Right. You know, he goes, you're supposed to, you know, you're going to be big because you're supposed to protect people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was told as a kid. And that's
right.
What I grew up believing. I don't make fun of girls the way I make fun of my guy friends. And I don't, I for sure don't.
Well, certainly not to their face. You don't make fun of them to their face because don't take anything from the women units, man. They're pretty. They can be lethal.
So
it's the one thing too, because also, see, guys can joke and we get it when it's no problem. You know, women. You know, because and again, Tammy will bring this out too. Is they're emotional creatures, and it's not a bad thing. It's just part of their wiring. And if you tease a woman like you tease a guy, oh my God, you've devastated her life.
Well, but that's just it. And so that's why
Are we
getting into the psychological realm, all right.
Well, hey, look, we go where fools just, fear to go, you know, and we continue to move forward here as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Talking about North Korea coming up next. Stay with us, America. Bill Martinez here at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You know, as my friend used to say, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself. Sometimes we just move too fast. Just something to ponder today. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation continues. Scott, what happened with Nancy and Chucky yesterday? I mean, the President of the United States says, hey, come on, we're going to meet. We're going to have a little summit here, a little, tea. We'll do low tea, high tea, whatever tea. And we'll talk over, oh, yeah, that's right. We've got a government shutdown about ready to happen. Maybe we should have a conversation. What happened to them?
They decided that their job just didn't matter anymore, and that
see, it's what we were just talking about. See, the emotional thing. See, that emotional trigger went off. Now, did Schumer channel that feminine side of his maleness or something?
I've had just some choice words about Schumer before.
Well, we got a report on that, right? And maybe we can get some clarity on why they were missing in action.
So as we told you earlier, there were two empty seats at the table for President Trump's meeting with congressional leaders this afternoon here at the White House. Here's Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel to tell us why the Democrats' top lawmakers decided to take a pass.
To run down to the White House for a meeting that I gather Senator Schumer and Leader Pelosi are not coming to.
The government's due to run out of money next Friday, December 8th, and yet Democrat leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi backed out of a scheduled White House meeting with President Trump, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Speaker Paul Ryan. Schumer said after a tweet from President Trump saying he doesn't see a deal on the end of the year issues, they want to cut him out of the fiscal talks.
As long as he remains a destructive force, it would be a waste of everyone's time to continue working with someone who clearly has no interest in coming to an agreement. We hope the president, in order to avoid this calamity, will change his mind.
The Senate Majority Leader notes he never backed out of a meeting when President Obama was in the White House. And the Senate Republican whip suggested the Democratic leaders want a government shutdown.
I can't imagine why the Democratic leader and Ms. Pelosi decided to simply not do their job. What they need to do is step up and say yes to doing their job and keeping the government up and running.
Democrats have tried to flex their muscles, noting that their votes are typically needed on issues such as spending and debt. They're definitely needed in the Senate, where most major pieces of legislation require 60 votes, and there are only 52 Republicans. And Schumer has rattled off a laundry list of items he wants included in a spending bill, such as cost-sharing reductions for Obamacare, more hurricane relief money, and a debt ceiling increase. Other Democrats have pushed for addressing the status of children brought to this country illegally by their parents.
Oh, you don't have 218 votes? To pass a budget, and you need our help? Well, you know that we are ready, willing to keep the government open.
Schumer and Pelosi asked their Republican counterparts McConnell and Ryan for a late afternoon meeting. GOP leadership sources say the meeting was at the White House. They skipped it, so no side meeting.
You know, kind of amazing that they would miss it anyway, because the last time they met, which, you know, on the surface was going to be a know-nothing meeting, and they walked away with a big victory. I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. So why would they miss out on another opportunity, even though the president pre-tweeted the meeting with something that probably, you know, struck their nerve just a little bit? But, hey, it's the nature. This is the nature of the Beltway. You have antagonists. And, you know, I come from the old school, Scott, that, you know, at the end of the day, as a manager and as a leader, you and I were talking about leadership yesterday. Hey, it's up to you as a leader. You've got to do what it takes to get people in line to follow you, because you either lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is that at certain times in your life, you can do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time to lead, there's a time to follow, and there's a time just to get out of the way.
Right, exactly.
All those things.
Conyers. Conyers getting out of the way. He's on a plane. He's out of the way back to Michigan.
Well, but that's what your best leaders do.
Mm-hmm.
They look
right.
at, okay, now is my time that they need me to step up and do this. Now is my time that I need to follow this, because Bill has the idea, and I'll be the backing force of him.
Right.
You know, I don't agree with what's going on. I'm getting out of the way. You know, you guys do your own thing.
Yeah.
But this also, that clip also has a lot of the stuff that I really dislike about politics. They're talking about trying to keep the government up and running and all these things. And then we gotta figure out this DACA thing. Right?
Yeah, right.
What does that have to do with it?
Yeah, let's throw in more. Let me throw you another ball to juggle while you're doing this. Plus, on top of that, we're not even going to be together. I mean, we're weeks away from running out of money, supposedly, and they're not going to do this. I mean, Donald Trump is not going to allow this to happen. But this is what obstructionists do. They drag it to the last minute, because when it gets to the last minute, then, you know, like anything, you get a heightened awareness and pressure to negotiate.
Well,
and then what happens? They negotiate at our expense, because then we end up with a less than opportune product than something that is done, you know, in order and properly.
Well, Bill, they've told me that the DACA kids don't have any strain on our budget. Well, if that's the case, why are you talking about them when we're talking about the budget?
Right.
Well, what's going on there?
Yeah, it's a political football. You know that.
And I think the best thing that they, part of that clip was when he said, the whip said, look, I think they want it to shut down. I think that's what they want. And I think that's what they're pushing for.
Well, they're playing the card. You know, the card is that if they go and shut it down, see, because the media has always backed them up along the way. And anytime there's been a government shutdown, who gets blamed? You know, it's like, okay, you know, like everything else, it's like, you know, you panic, you start playing all these desperate cards. Now, the desperate card for the Democrats is, okay, we're going to force the Republicans to shut the government down.
Well,
and they'll get blamed for it. That's what they're playing.
But the Republicans will only get blamed for it if they don't have all 52 of their people on the same page.
Right.
Because then they can say, look, we came up with a deal. We tried to get them to the table to talk to us so that way we can get some votes. We came up with a deal that we all liked, and we all voted for it. And that's the thing right now. They've always been able to say, well, look, they got people in their own party that don't agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. And if you draw that line, you say, look, we got 52 votes.
Right.
None of them voted for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
No. Well, part of the thing is goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, Scott, and that has to do with, if you've got you know, the Republicans want to, you know, fight over some of the crumbs and the outside issues of any kind of piece of legislation. Give me three. What are the three top issues of this piece of legislation, of this, that you really can fall on the sword for and where you can grab consensus? That's where they rally around. The other stuff, you chip at it, you work on it, the whole deal. This is, you know, the Democrats do a better job than Republicans at that. And that's how they all, you know, not to mention, you know, pressure from Nancy Pelosi. I don't think Schumer is there, but in the old days it was Harry Reid that would put so much pressure on the guys that, look, you're going to line up if you don't. You know, you got consequences to pay. The Republicans, for some reason, they relish in the chaos and in the disagreement. But all it does is it just adds to the problem, as opposed to saying, hey, look, this is what I can support. You know, we're not going to get 100%. Nobody's going to get 100%. But look, as Ronald Reagan says, you get 60, 80% of the loaf, and yeah, you come back and negotiate for the rest later on. But get the most of what you can get right now. And this is the strategy that seems to be lacking with the Republican Party. Who knows? Maybe between Ryan and Mitch McConnell, maybe they can make that happen. But I'm not seeing that right now. And this is what's adding to the chaos and the confusion. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking North Korea when we come back. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, those important things, those values that really hold us together, that we can all champion and all agree on, you know, that, look at, this is part of the problem that we have right now. And, you know, Scott and I were just talking about it, and this is why it's so important to have an adult in the room, Scott, so that, you know, when... you know, people go off the rails, we can go, hey, look at, you know, you might want to consider this, you know, these faith and values issues, especially in a secular society that has chosen to unhinge from its moral compass, and then they wonder why they're running quite askew here right now. But anyway, we're going to talk North Korea in just a minute. But right now in New York, the fans are going crazy. Scott, you're a football fan. I mean, and you have a sports show. So what do you think about Eli Manning, you know, being benched for Geno Smith? I mean, this is this is a direct move by the Giants to say, okay, out with the old, in with the new. Geno Smith is our future, and we're going to invest in him right now for the rest of this losing season that we're dealing with.
Well, bravo to them for pulling the old trigger on the move. I mean, if that's the way you think that, then you got to go with it. I don't know. I don't think Geno Smith is more talented than Eli Manning, though.
Yeah.
And it also makes me wonder if this was your line of thinking, why didn't you trade Eli? Eli to like the Jaguars or something before the trade deadline.
Exactly.
Because now this takes all trade value of Eli Manning out, right. Pulls it all away, and it basically says, you know, you've told everybody in the world that we don't want him, so now they'll just wait for you to cut him.
Yes. And or he'll force some other way. I mean, here's a franchise player, a guy that's brought him, you know, two Super Bowl rings. And all that being said, and they've had a bad season, and they're gonna use Eli Manning as a scapegoat. Is that fair? Saying the reason they've had a bad season is because of Eli Manning?
Well, I do think it's fair, mainly because of what sports is. Sports is very much so a what have you done for me lately?
Right.
I mean, I don't think it's not. I mean, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, well, the thing is, it's tough. Is this is when sports reduces itself to its lowest common denominator, and you see the kid and Eli coming out because you can tell as he was talking to the press. I mean, he was heartbroken over this.
He didn't like it. Yeah, he didn't like it at all.
And you're not going to when you know he's had a streak over 200 games or something, 241 games, something like that.
Yep.
Some incredible streak of starting every game, and you know his history with the Giants, and then to be, I guess, you know, given the news, and this kind of news, I don't know if there's a good way to give the news or anything like that, but I got to tell you this about Eli Manning that I really respected and was touched, was his class response. He says, okay, I'm there, but I'm going to do everything I can to help Geno Smith.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty classy on his part. So maybe on one hand, like you say, his value goes down because they wait until after the trading deadline. They weren't about to give up. It's kind of amazing they lose confidence with him, but they're not enough to lose confidence to send him to another team because they don't want him playing against them. So they're going to chill him out the rest of the season. And look, he can heal up and, you know, he can be on the market for next year, right?
Well, at this point, like I said, I think they've taken away any sort of value that he has. It'll be even worse if Geno Smith comes out and then they bench Geno Smith.
Yes, right.
That'll be even worse because then it will show that they have no idea what their future is.
Exactly.
And then it puts Eli in a position of, I don't want to play for you anymore.
Yeah, right. They go, hey, Eli, come up off the bench. No, I got a hamstring.
Well, you know. And he's the guy that would, but he's lost. You know, Odell Beckham broke his leg or his shin earlier this year. Eli hasn't played great, but I mean he still has 62% completions for 2,400 yards and 14 TDs with only 7 interceptions through 11 games. Not the numbers that you love, but I mean. Is it his fault that he doesn't have anybody to throw to right now?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's what happens in a team sport. Is that, that's what galls me when they try to blame it on one guy. But clearly, this is a move for future. But this is a big dice roll, like you say. If Geno doesn't do something positive and demonstrate some hope and future for the Giants, boy, man, they got big problems. Hey, let's talk about North Korea. Of course, they filed off a missile yesterday. All was quiet. We thought, okay, everything's being under control. China's been involved there. They sent an envoy to North Korea. No sooner does the envoy get out the door, they fire off a missile And we've got all kinds of excitement once again, and what are we to do? But let's play the report on North Korea's latest missile launch.
A game changer from North Korea. The rogue nation test launching a new kind of intercontinental ballistic missile overnight, one that is capable of striking anywhere in the U.S., but President Trump remaining firm.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it.
Amy Kellogg is covering this story for us, and she joins us now live from Milan with more. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Heather. Well, it's very hard to imagine just how this will be handled. The Secretary of State has said that diplomatic options are still out there, but again, it's hard to imagine exactly what they are. Here is what the Vice President said.
All options are on the table, and we will continue to marshal the full resources of the United States to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear until North Korea abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile programs once and for all.
Cut to North Korea giving glory to its missile test with a montage of past launches shown on Korean state TV. Yesterday's was North Korea's most potent missile tested to date. It flew higher than previous ones. North Korea says it could hit anywhere in the United States, and analysts say they may be right. An anchorwoman exuberantly made the announcement. The missile flew 2,800 miles high before landing in the sea. This was North Korea's 15th ballistic missile launch of the year. This is the actual order Kim Jong-un signed to authorize the launch. It said, quote, fire with courage for the party and country. A North Korean government statement said, quote, Kim Jong-un, after the launch, declared with pride that North Korea has achieved its goal of becoming a rocket power. It is impossible to know what the North Korean masses out in the cold watching all this on big screens were thinking. We know their neighbors in the south were rattled, firing a series of missiles in response to show that it will not be threatened and just sit by. But, of course, this just underlines, of course, Heather, how grave the threat from North Korea is, and it certainly is casting a shadow at this point over the South Korean Winter Olympic Games in Seoul.
Oh, absolutely. I hadn't even thought about that.
A memo to Kim Jong-un. We got crazy people over here, too, okay? And you are really ramping up the insanity here. You don't want a crazy response. But you talk about rolling big dice here, Scott. This young leader from the Hermit Kingdom is playing a big game here, because what could very well happen is that even before he gets to get to the next level, he could be neutered real quick. And that's a very likely possibility. Yes, the sanctions could come into play, and China is already, I mean, they're in, and they seem to be as much of a partner as we could expect in shutting down North Korea's nuclear ambitions. But what could very well happen is, with the dice that Kim Jong-un is running here, is that he could end up worst off and end up with a lot less than what he has today because of these actions. What do you think?
Well, I think if you're going to take a shot at the king, you better not miss. I think that it's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game all around. But I think if push actually came to shove, he would be in a world of, I don't think he cares what happens to him at this point, but I think that life could be very miserable for him very quickly.
Exactly. Now, is there a sense of urgency because of the Olympics coming up in South Korea? I mean, you cannot have somebody doing rockets red glare during an international event like this. So this is going to really bring the negotiators to the table really quick, I believe, with a sense of urgency, because you can't allow that to happen. You can't allow that to be in play during the Olympics, can you? It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got Jenny Beth Martin coming up next.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as
your program,
big as a
your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And as promised, Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, is with us. Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be catching up on a regular basis, staying on top of the things that people want to know about, and as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Hey, real quick, before we talk about this shush fund that we, the people, have been paying for, which is amazing and opens up all kinds of discussion points. But the thing that I'm still shocked at is this Lois Lerner deal. I wanted to get your read on this, the audacity, the arrogance of her and her deputy to have their testimony in the IRS targeting case sealed forever. And they're claiming like some sort of, potential vulnerability if that information is released.
Yeah, I've given this a lot of thought, seeing as how they targeted groups with Tea Party and Patriots in their name, and that was the group that I co-founded. What she's saying, and the problem with the targeting to begin with, is that it made us, Tea Party Patriots and other local Tea Party groups all around this country, seem as if we were doing something wrong, that we were breaking the law somehow, not obeying the IRS code, and that's why we couldn't get approved for our IRS exemption for our nonprofit status. Well, by saying, if my testimony is released, my life could be in jeopardy. She's doing it one more time. Mm-hmm. She's implying that we will harm her in some way. She's saying, without completely saying, these are a bunch of criminals who can't be trusted and we can't tell what I've done. I find it completely insulting. I want to know what happened so we can ensure that this never happens to any other group, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, whatever it is, no matter what your political affiliation, that it does not happen again to anyone. We can't do that if we don't know what happened and how it happened.
Jenny, I don't know if it's just me or not, but what I am seeing is an under-evaluation of the impact that Lois Lerner and the IRS, We the People's Agency, what they did in stifling how many voting cycles? What, 4 or 6 voting cycles? And even to this day, there's still some groups that are still being delayed. I mean, because as we know, the wheels of bureaucracy still are very tedious and move very slowly. And even though we have a Republican president in the Oval Office, we're still not up to speed yet.
Right. And the long-term ramifications of what they did are they continue today. There are ripple effects with what they did. When you think that you're going to be personally audited if you donate to a political organization, you're going to be much less likely to donate to that organization. And then, or not political, but a nonprofit that talks about, quote, in the common but not IRS term, political beliefs,
exactly.
Conservative values. So if you are afraid you're going to be personally audited for that, and because of your personal beliefs, you're not going to donate to them. And if you don't donate to them, they can't be as effective as they once were. And as long as there's been no accountability or very little accountability, people still will be concerned that they can be harmed, whether it's right now or in the future.
Well, and this has been a thing that you and I have grown up with, Jenny. That you fear government, you fear bureaucracy because we've seen it raise its head from time to time. This has probably been the most obvious and egregious in my lifetime that I've been able to see. And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. Then what happens the next time? I mean, because it's almost like with each incident, it's been an increase, not a decrease. It's been an increase in overt activity like this. And again, I think of the people like you, the everyday citizen who says, look, I want to be an activated citizen. I want to get involved in my country. I want to do what my Constitution has commanded me to do, and that is to be involved as a government of, for, by, we the people. That says I have responsibility. And now the government says, hey, look, we're abdicating your responsibility. You have no responsibility. And if you don't trust us, then we're going to force you into complying.
That's exactly right, and it has a long-term effect. And that's why her testimony does not need to be kept confidential. We need to know what happened, and she needs to own up to her behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that part of this is as well, sadly, and of course, then we start going in the conspiratorial, and you say, Bill, don't put on the tin hat. Please do not put on the tin hat. And that is that we end up understanding that some of this, at least from the early testimony, some of this came from a wink from the White House, you know, kind of saying do but don't do, you know, kind of thing. And here we go. And we get into conspiracies. The other thing I want to talk to you about, Jenny, was the shush fund. John Conyers, we saw a picture of him this morning on a plane flying coach. They made a point of saying he's flying coach back to Michigan, maybe never to return to D.C.
I think it's a sad end to a man who has tried to dedicate his life to public service. I may not agree with all of his politics, and generally I don't, but I think it's a sad end. This isn't, you wanted to defeat your political opponents based on ideas and values, not because of their bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And the thing that concerns me so much about what we're seeing right now with the Conyers case is that money was being paid not out of the shush fund that we knew about a couple of weeks ago. We only learned about a couple of weeks ago from the Office of Compliance.
Us and many congressmen as well, Jenny Beth, which is shocking.
Right.
I didn't know about
it. They don't even know where the money that they're appropriating is going, which And then we wonder why we can't balance our budget. Mm. And then what we're learning is that he was paying for, Conyers was paying for his settlement out of his own office funds. These are funds that should have been used for constituent services and to help the people who he represents in his home district. And instead, it was going to pay off somebody because he acted, he harassed or assaulted her.
Mm-hmm. Is this not a misappropriation of funds?
I would say that it is, and I think that it may very well violate some of the House ethics rules. But the fact is, the ethics committee in both the House and the Senate are paper tigers. They don't really have any bite to them, and they're not people. You're going before your peers to be held accountable rather than before the voters. True accountability is going to come from the voters, and we need transparency for that to happen, not through the Congressional Ethics Committee that is filled up with a bunch of your buddies who you hang right. out with and work with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Jenny Beth, the voters can't imagine the pressure that the congressmen and senators are under. They need to be considered by their peer group, not by the people that put them in office, because, you know, as Jonathan Gruber said, you know, them, the people, they're too stupid. And they can't even appreciate what it is to be part of the ruling class and the ruling elite of a country as large as ours and how much pressure we have, right?
Well, and I think that the members of Congress can't actually understand what it is like for hardworking Americans around this country to work to make ends meet, to pay taxes, and to worry about the mounting debt that these irresponsible, unaccountable members of Congress are racking up for our country.
And they force us, Jenny Beth, to be complicit in their misbehavior, don't they?
Oh, they do. Well, and they make it impossible for us to hold them accountable. We may or may not, his constituents may or may not still vote for him, but they can't make an informed decision if there's not transparency.
Well, without a doubt, Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how can our audience become activated citizens and get more information from you?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. And you can check out our Tax Reform Coalition at taxreformcoalition.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Mm-hmm.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right now, James Hurston time. Yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how did Thanksgiving go? Everybody okay? No food fights? We're all good?
Wonderful Thanksgiving. We lived without the NFL, and we're able to, we had a wonderful one. And one of the things we do is we try to find some people who don't have families and so, you know, support them. And there's a young couple where the female half of the couple was pregnant with a child and had required bed rest. So we brought them over turkey dinners, and that evening the baby was born. So
how cool is that? I mean, you know,
The baby's named after me. How do you like that?
Hey, I like that even better. Why not? Did the baby come out playing a harmonica or anything?
Yes, actually did.
That sealed the deal. That's it.
Right after the slap, the baby's playing a harmonica, singing the blues.
Perfect. I love it. I love the scenario. Speaking of playing harmonica, singing the blues, did you see Al Franken and his, I don't even know to call it a mea culpa or a semi-mea culpa. It was just like in typical Democrat fashion. Okay, I'm going to lay it out. That's it. Take a couple questions. Party's over.
Yeah, no. He's trying to pull a Bill Clinton. You remember when Bill Clinton said, his famous finger wagging to the press, and I'm going to go back and do the work, important work for the American people, Bill said. Al Franken wanted to supposedly apologize. This is like his seventh apology, but you know, essentially what he's saying is, I don't remember any of this. It really didn't happen, but I'm such a sensitive guy, so I'm sorry if anyone was offended. I've always stood up for women. I'm going to work hard. This is a learning experience. I'm really humble and contrite. So let me not resign, please.
Right.
And this little troll is trying to have it both ways. And he should not be allowed to do it. Because one of the things he said that was really disturbing, not at this press conference, but he said in another interview, he looks at the camera and says, I hope no more women come out with allegations.
Yeah.
That was a threat.
Exactly.
That was a threat. And there are more women, of course, because now there's four, and we've seen this pattern before. And, you know, oh, and another thing he said was, if I touch someone on their rear end, it was an accident.
Right.
Excuse me. The woman said he grabbed and squeezed her butt cheek and held it. You don't do that by accident. So then, and he wouldn't take questions because the press might ask him, Senator Franken, are you calling these accusers liars?
Right, exactly.
Because he is.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, James, what he did was he also said, well, you know, hey, I go to these, you know, these state fairs and I take thousands of pictures. And so that was kind of like another way to cover, you know, any possibility of other stuff creeping out on him that he could say, well, you know, I kind of mentioned I wasn't like I totally denied it or somehow he gave himself cover with that broad statement, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, the idea that to cover himself that, oh, I wouldn't remember because there's thousands of,
right.
of butts that I grab.
Yeah, I mean
just,
after a while, when you grab so many butts, it's meaningless, huh?
I guess so. I mean,
I'm going to use that in the confessional next time I talk to the priest, okay?
Yeah,
you know, there's just so many, you know, so, hey, lighten up on me.
Right, you'll be saying Hail Marys and Our Fathers for the whole day.
Oh, until Jesus comes, yes.
This, but Al Franken, you know, the thing is, he knows he should resign, and there are more accusers coming, and there's going to be a level. And matter of fact, I think one of the reporters started to ask the question, you know, what does it take for you to resign, essentially?
Oh, he didn't want to go there.
And he ducked it. Yeah, I can't. Well, you know, this is the thing I predicted last week. Mm-hmm. I'm cooperating with an investigation, and I really can't talk about it. He's going to say that every time there's an uncomfortable question. That's the whole purpose of this Senate Ethics Committee farce,
yeah.
is to protect him.
Well, he's going around saying, well, at least you didn't catch me in my underwear. At least I still wear my suit in office, you know. Speaking of running around his office in underwear, I mean, that's crazy. Conyers.
But Roy Moore, get him out of here now.
Oh, yes, right,
you know,
exactly.
But Nancy Pelosi says people like Al Franken, John Conyers, you know, and others, we must give them due process.
Well, he's iconic. He
Oh, yes, and he's iconic.
He's iconic.
Yes.
That's
he
the deal.
Drank the iconic tonic.
I tell you what, you just, I know it's got to be really sad for the victims that are involved in this whole situation. I mean, what, over 200, just in the Beltway alone, James, over 200 incidences. It's cost we the people, not them, the legislators, the congressmen or senators, but it's cost us $17 million in this hush fund that they've been using liberally. Well, you know, and then Conyers tried to claim some sort of higher ground to say, well, I paid it out of my own pocket. whatever pocket he could find.
And notice the silence of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell.
What's going on there?
Franken, yeah. On the slush fund. Yeah. And they know about the slush fund, and who knows? They may have utilized it. We don't know, and that public needs to know the truth.
Exactly. Well, you know, as somebody once said, it's not even the swamp anymore, because I think it was Mike Huckabee was talking about the value, some redeeming value of the swamp. He says, this isn't the swamp. This has been totally mischaracterized. This is actually the sewer. And it's this, and I thought it was well stated, it is the sewer that needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah, and how do you do that? I mean, a lot of sludge down there.
You got to open it up. You got to open it up, and it's going to be very painful. And ready or not, if America is ready for the truth, but it would seem that we want to get to the bottom of this. And if we really do, then get ready. Hold your nose. It's going to be painful, and the truth will set you free. Otherwise, we're going to come back and revisit this. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we had a president saying, "I did not have sex with that." Catwoman.
I did not have sex. Yeah, I know.
I knew I was going to set you up. I gave you that opportunity. Yeah. Hey, speaking of setups, you and I have been talking about this ad nauseum, and why not? Let's just keep it going. Roger Goodell, what I say is going to be the $50 million scapegoat here on this whole NFL. The numbers are just, they're so empirical and so clear-cut. This whole issue that is of their own doing and lack of leadership from the owners to Roger Goodell. And really, when you talk about the owners, you got to talk about the other stakeholders, which is the NF Players Association themselves, right?
No, you got to talk about it all. I mean, Look, we are watching what was formerly a great American institution. It is in decline. It is headed down. All the numbers are showing it. Actually, overall, it's down 20% in television ratings, 18% in stadium attendance. You know, I'm originally from Chicago, a longtime Chicago Bears fan, and I could not believe the photos of a home game of the Chicago Bears in Chicago at Soldier Field and all the empty seats.
Exactly. When was the last time you ever saw that, James? Ever?
Never. When I was a kid, whether winning or losing, I mean, it was 20 below wind chill. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there at Soldier Field to watch our beloved Chicago Bears. In Chicago, like Boston, like cities all over this country, it's a sports-crazed town.
Yes.
And for them, in that particular case, that home game, the most recent home game, 16% of the seats were unoccupied. That meant more than 10,000 tickets went unused. That is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And the brand, the NFL brand, is just, which took a long time to build up to the level it was.
Exactly.
It has been so severely marred in just a few months. So who are the two names? You mentioned Roger Goodell and, of course, Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, now there's an insurgency going on in the NFL, and part of it has to do with the idiot left and the idiot elite media, in an in-your-face way, have been praising Colin Kaepernick, writing articles about what a hero he is, and then here comes GQ giving him, you know, the man of the year, citizen of the year, in this issue that was subtitled The New American Heroes. I mean, that was in your face. Meanwhile, this guy has caused such anguish for all of his fellow players, for the NFL's image, and ultimately the bottom line, because guess what? The NFL is estimated to have lost $500 million thanks to Kaepernick and Goodell. And so Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner, is the main spokesperson against Goodell, who you mentioned is seeking a $50 million salary and a private jet for the rest of his life in negotiating his new contract. And the question to me as an outsider, why is the NFL even negotiating a new contract with Roger Goodell?
I'll tell you, we're down to about 30 seconds. Let me tell you this. Jerry Jones ought to align himself with the wives of the NFL players and see how much hell breaks loose and how quick that gets settled up. Because as soon as Mama figures out this is costing her money, party's over, buddy, big time. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, we got to leave it right there, James. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Great insight, as always, not only on Franken, but the NFL demise, James. So sad. All right, thanks, James.
Thanks for having me.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more.
That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
The amp.